Shalom Aleichem, Mishneh Yomi is holding in chapter 1 of Beitzah, Mishneh 8, Mishneh Ches. Now, so far in this chapter, we've seen various discrepancies, disagreements between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel about how to approach doing work that's related to food preparation and other issues on Yom Tov. So here's Mishneh Ches, the Borer Kitnit Yom Tov, somebody who's separating kitnius. These are the kitnius, famous for Pesach, really means beans, legumes, anything that has an edible part and an inedible husk or shell. Beit Shammai omrim borer ochel ve'ochel. You must separate out the edible part of this plant's product and eat it right away. Beit Hillel omrim borer kedarko. You can separate it normally. Becheiko, on one's lap. Bekanon, into a basket. Uvetamchui, or onto a platter. Below the tavla, but not on a table or a large board. Below the nafa, not with a sieve. Below the chivra, not with a sift, not with a it's coarse sieve. It's some sort of sifter. So what Beit Hillel is saying is, you don't have to take the edible from the inedible and use it right away. You could even separate out the inedible parts, the husks, the shells, from the edible parts, if that's easier and less tircha. And you can even do many at a time into a basket, and then later on he's going to take the basket and serve the food for lunch. But certain, you know, you don't do it on a large board or with, industrial strength sorting equipment, because that's typically done for people to do for long-term storage. So you're just doing it for ochel nefesh, for today's meal, not for a long-term kind of production. Rabban Gamliel adds, off mediach v'sholei, he can even rinse off and skim off the inedible part. Certain produce, if you soak them in water, the husk or the chaff will float to the top, and you can just skim that right off. Even though that's borer the inedible from the edible, it's Rabban Gamliel allows it for ochel nefesh, for Yom Tov use. Now, Mishneh Tet, Beit Shammai Omrim, Beit Shammai holds, ein mishalchin b'yom, we don't send gifts on Yom Tov to someone else, ele manot, except for manot. Now, a mana basically means a portion, but it means a portion that's usable now, that's ready to eat and use on Yom Tov. This is the famous word shaloch manot, shaloch manos, that we have on Purim. And the poskim there by Purim, when they talk about in Hilchot Purim, about the laws of Purim, that you really, when you send shaloch manos, it should be something that's usable that day. You wouldn't want to, we're going to see, you're not going to send a whole cow, you're going to send part of a cut of meat. Beit Hillel omrim, Beit Hillel again disagrees, says, mishalchin behema chayvof, you could send an animal, or a wild animal, if you caught a deer, or a bird. Because after all, on Yom Tov, they can do shechita, they can slaughter the animal and prepare it and cook it. Ben chayin, whether it's alive, ben shechutin, or it's already had shechita, it's already been slaughtered. Mishalchin yenot, and you can send wines, shmonim slotut v'kidniyot. And you can send fine flour, sifted flour, and oil, shmonim is oils, and kidniyot, and beans, legumes, whatever it is. But don't send them raw grains. Understand the grains have to be processed, they have to have the chaff removed and be ground up to make the flour before you can bake the bread. It's a whole process. Rabbi Shimon matir b'tvua. Rabbi Shimon allows even to send a present of tvua, of unprocessed grain, to someone. Now the Gemara explains Rabbi Shimon's reasoning is, you don't have to go through the entire process of turning the grain into flour, which would be, you know, not likely to be done on Yom Tov. You could even kind of grind it, you crush it and grind it and make it into some sort of oatmeal type item instead of grinding it into flour. The other sages disagree, because typically when you have raw grains, you're going to process them and grind them into flour in a large quantity, not just for one day's use. You're going to, you know, make a whole, multiple large amounts of flour that you're going to keep to make bread over many days. And the Rav Brenner brings, based on the Gemara, Ein Holocha Rabbi Shimon, Yeshar Kochachem, Zay Gezunt.